If you're just joining us, it is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're talking with the leader of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Missy Hughes is here. Last night, Governor Evers delivered his State of the State address, giving special attention to farmers and the rural economy. But he made no mention of Foxconn, which was once envisioned as a $10 billion investment in Mount Pleasant. So what is the top jobs issue you see in Wisconsin? What do you think of tax incentives for private companies like Foxconn? How do you want the state to respond to record high farm debt and the dairy farm crisis? You have a line, 800-642-1234. Missy Hughes is Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or WEDC. She previously spent 15 years as General Counsel with the dairy cooperative Organic Valley. Secretary Hughes, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing well. What did you hear last night out of the governor, specifically on the rural economy? He's called a special session of the legislature next week to deal with the dairy crisis. How do you want to see him respond?
Well, what I heard from the governor is a very serious focus on rural Wisconsin and what we can do as the state government and the legislature and the governor working together to bring prosperity back to rural Wisconsin. You know, it was amazing to see the group that was in the Capitol stand up with just a standing ovation at the idea of small family farms and how important they are to the DNA of Wisconsin. And so, you know, I think we have plenty of opportunity to work together in the spirit of working towards those farms and the rest of the rural communities.
It's sobering, though, when you look at the loss of more than 800 dairy farms last year and the amount of debt that we're seeing. What should the state have in mind and do about this, economically speaking?
Yeah, I think it's a really good point to bring up the debt issue for farmers. One of the typical policies that we've seen over the years in agricultural policy is to, when the farmers are in crisis, to allow them to take on more debt. And, you know, what we see when that happens is just the hole getting deeper and deeper for these farmers, and it's really difficult to come back out of it. So we need policies that focus on creating more demand for the farmers' products, more respect for the farmers' work that they're doing on the land and bringing us food and fuel and fiber. And then, you know, helping them to not get further into debt, but to come back out of that debt. And the debt comes from different places, Kate. It can come from, you know, investing in your farm, but it can also come from things like healthcare debt and education debt. So those are all different pieces that are, you know, dragging down on these farmers. And we need policies that bring up that supply chain and provide avenues for the farmers to go to market with their products. We have to help take the risk off of the farmers' shoulders that they're carrying, that burden they're carrying now, and bring that to the rest of us, because we're all part of that effort to bring food to our tables, of course. And so it's really important that we share in that burden with the farmers.
The governor wants to see increasing dairy exports by 20% by 2024. Will increased exports be able to boost this industry?
Well, you know, again, that's where we need to look at taking more of the milk out of the supply chain and sending it to a good market. And that's the effort with exports. Because of that excess milk that we see in the market right now, it's dragging prices down. It's really simple supply and demand. And so if we can increase that demand with a big market, there's a lot of demand for protein in Asia and India. And I think it's really important to think about how do we access those markets and help the farmers, you know, in small towns in Wisconsin, access those markets.
We're talking with Missy Hughes, the head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, looking at the economy in Wisconsin and specifically the rural parts of our state. Secretary, one of the pieces last night was this new Office of Rural Prosperity that your organization, WEDC, will oversee. What do you hope to accomplish with this office?
Well, one of the things, so I've been on the job since October 1st, and one of the things that I've seen coming in is we have really excellent programs here at WEDC to help businesses and to help businesses that come to us and ask, you know, we want to be a part of the Wisconsin economy. We want to grow our business if they're already here. How can you help us? And that's exactly what we want to do for rural communities. We already do some work with Main Streets and community development. But what we want to do is have that opportunity for the communities to come to us and say, we have this vision. And we want to explore making that reality with the state government and with the help of the state government. And so my role as the Office of Rural Prosperity will be to be the funnel for those communities so that they can then access all the different resources that there are, because all of the departments right now are very interested in working in rural communities all around Wisconsin. And we need to be able to pull that together and really bring the full force to help them when they're seeking that assistance.
The governor was noticeably silent last night about Foxconn, which the state has made and is making a huge investment in, billions of dollars. What have Foxconn officials told you about their timeline? We learned this week that they will be up and running this year.
I've had many, many conversations so far with the Foxconn leaders, and really what they've educated me about is their vision for Wisconn Valley and their thoughts on how advanced technology and advanced manufacturing in Wisconsin can help the whole economy. We're still seeking to understand the different projects that they have going on down there. I was down in November, and you know, there was tremendous construction going on, and there's tremendous activity all in the Racine County area and in southeastern Wisconsin. So, you know, we're assisting them with the infrastructure and the land, and so it's encouraging to see what they're saying and to hear that they're coming out this year.
Do we have any indication that they're on target to meet their job goals for tax incentives?
So they have a responsibility to send in a report by April 1st to my organization, and at that point we'll review what they've submitted as far as their jobs. But, you know, until they do that, I don't really have a sense of anything that I can say. You know, I see things in the media, but I'm going to wait for them to submit their report.
But do you feel like there is a good communication channel between the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and Foxconn right now?
Yeah, there is a good line of communication between WEDC and Foxconn. There are weekly and monthly meetings between Foxconn and state officials and county officials, local officials. There is a tremendous amount of communication that has been built up. It's been really critical towards the success of the program and the project. So I think it's important that communication continues, and it has been.
Foxconn's founder, Terry Goh, has said that there's been a lot of difficulty for Foxconn to find workers here in the U.S., and there's been talk of bringing workers in from other places. What about building a workforce for Foxconn? What have you been talking about there?
Well, everybody is talking about workforce in the state of Wisconsin. We have, you know, a population that is not increasing at the same needs as we have for jobs. And so everyone is having that conversation. Foxconn is just one of our businesses that is approaching us with, how can we do that? What are the innovative ways we can look at increasing our workforce? Do we have folks on the sidelines that we can bring into the workforce? And, you know, if you think about someone who might be staying at home because they don't have access to affordable childcare, or they just don't have access to childcare, or they're taking care of a senior in their home, how can we help them have that care so that then they can come into the workforce? Those are the innovative places, I think, where we need to be looking for workforce. And I know Foxconn has been doing a lot of work with that, too. I think one of the things that you mentioned, Kate, that I just want to bring us back to is the governor not mentioning Foxconn in the state of the state. And, you know, it's because we have a real focus on rural and really what we want to be looking at. And one of the things about Foxconn is it takes up a lot of the conversation about economic development in Wisconsin. And we want to make sure that rural communities and small businesses all around the state know that they can also access the economic development opportunities that the state offers. And so it's really important that as much as we talk about Foxconn, we also talk about the other opportunities so that everybody has access to those opportunities.
Missy, we've been talking a lot about the rural economy and the challenges there, but there are lots of challenges in urban parts of our state. Central Milwaukee has a poverty rate of over 34%, Beloit poverty rate 25%. What is the state doing? What is the governor proposing to do to help people in cities who are struggling?
Well, when I sat down with the governor and talked with him about taking this role, he completely said to me, look, a Main Street in Viroqua, Wisconsin, which is where I'm from, is just as important to me as a main street in a community in the north side of Milwaukee or in one of our urban areas. What the governor is really interested in is building communities and making sure that a community has the strength that it needs and the infrastructure that it needs to be all that it wants to be. So, you know, it's not a question of rural versus urban, but it is a question of focusing on those communities that need help and need access.
We only have a few seconds. What keeps you up at night? What are you grappling with in your job that is you've only been in for months?
Well, I have been sleeping very well because I actually get to see the incredible projects and incredible public-private partnerships that are happening all around the state. And, you know, there's a lot of really good news with what's happening in Wisconsin. There's incredible innovation and folks who are, you know, starting businesses on main streets, technology startups. There's just a ton of things that are going on. Always, you know, what keeps me up is thinking about the farmers. I worked for farmers for 15 years, and it's one of the reasons I took this job is to make sure we're smart people. We can figure this out. And, you know, we just need to bring the right people together. And that's what we're going to do with the Rural Commission, the Blue Ribbon Commission.
And we have to stop right there,
okay,
Missy.
Sorry.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it.
Missy Hughes, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Back for more analysis on the state of the state after this news update.